December 25, Victory Through Christ. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. The fall of man filled all heaven with sorrow, and the heart of Jesus was moved with infinite compassion for the lost world, the ruined race. He beheld men plunged in sin and misery, and knew that he had not moral power to overcome in his own behalf the power of his unsleeping enemy. In divine love and pity, he came to earth to fight our battles for us, for he alone could conquer the adversary. He came to unite man with God, to impart divine strength to the repenting soul, and from the manger to Calvary, to pass over the path which man would travel, at every step giving man a perfect example of what he should do, presenting in his character what humanity might become when united with divinity. But many say that Jesus was not like us, that he was not as we are in the world, that he was divine, and therefore we cannot overcome as he overcame. But this is not true, for verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 16 to 18. Christ knows the sinner's trials. He knows his temptations. He took upon himself our nature. He was tempted in all points like as we are. He has wept. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. As a man he lived upon earth. As a man he ascended to heaven. As a man he is the substitute of humanity. As a man he liveth to make intercession for us. As a man he will come again with kingly power and glory to receive those who love him, and for whom he is now preparing a place. We should rejoice and give thanks that God hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained. Acts chapter 17, verse 31. Bible Echo, November 1, 1892.